Okay, we're picking up with the very first daf of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, very exciting daf, Beis Amud Aleph. Just to give a general introduction to the Masechta, the concept of Rosh Hashanah is something which is a new year, that people are familiar with that because of what we know as the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, but there are other things that besides for the fact that Hashem judges the whole world, we know Hashem sits in judgment and judges everybody on Rosh Hashanah. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that also. And that also is actually not so pashut, meaning according to the Man D'Amar, we're going to see this, the Machlokas, when the world was created, whether it was Echad B'Nisan or Echad B'Tishrei, so the one who holds that it's going to be Echad B'Nisan, how come he holds that the whole world is judged on Rosh Hashanah? He's moded to that also, so that's a Shaila Be'ez Hashem we'll get to. But Be'etzem, everyone's familiar with that day being called Rosh Hashanah. However, there are other nafkaminas, there are other things that are going to be very important for Rosh Hashanah, starting in Tishrei, other different, like Shemitah, we'll see the very first Mishnah, the different nafkaminas, halachic differences, what was the difference if there is a Rosh Hashanah. And there are other dates that also are going to be koveh, which we're going to start the very first Mishnah. Arba Rosh Hashanah, there's four different times where there's going to be a practical difference from when we count the new years for different halachas, for different purposes. And that's Be'etzim going to be something which is going to be the focus of the very first Mishnah. Now, towards the end of the parak, the Mishnah is going to turn on to the concept of the calendar, which obviously is something that's very shaykh to the din of Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah at greater length is a Rosh Chodesh. It's actually interesting. It's Rosh Chodesh that's Bekeslev again. It's actually hidden. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh. We don't do Birkas HaChodesh. That's for another point. But Be'etzem, it's also Rosh Chodesh, and it's the beginning of the new month. So once we get into that topic, we're going to discuss at length. We're going to discuss all that end from that point on. We're going to discuss from the end of Daf Yod Chesed and through the end of the parak, and then all of the second parak is going to be, and even the beginning of the third parak, I think, also is going to discuss part of the molad and things of the calculations of the chodashim. I'll give a brief introduction to that, but Be'etzem, obviously it's much more difficult, and we don't have enough time to give a whole introduction. I'll spend the whole daf yomi shir giving that shir. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get more into it when we get up to those dapim, and then the final two prakim are actually going to deal with the chag of Rosh Hashanah that we're familiar with, and halachas of the shofar and davening musaf and different halachas. Now, just again, when it comes to the calendar, just some basic points of Be'ez Hashem, we'll elaborate them on much more Be'ez Hashem when we get there. That we know that the secular calendar is based on the solar calendar, which is 365 and 1/4 days, and those are divided arbitrarily into 12 months, and those are going to be what's the solar cycle. And the lunar cycle is going to be different. It's 354 days. It's going to be 11 days different, Barak a little bit, 11 and a little bit, which is why, because of the fact that it has to be Chodesh Aviv and also Sukkot has to be Chag HaAsif, they have to be in the actual times of the actual times of the equinoxes of them, when actually the spring is. So then we make sure by adding a leap year every third year or so to line up the years that they should be, because those 11 days are going to keep going on. That's what the Muslims do out of Yom. That's why Ramadan every year is 11 days early. Ramadan could be, you know, after a few years, after 5-6 years, Ramadan will be in the winter and then it'll be in the summer the next 6 months, 6 years later, because they follow fully fully lunar calendar. So now when you have the lunar calendar, how often is the moon going around the earth? So that is based on, it's going to be 29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. The Chachamim didn't have the division of hours and minutes, rather they used what's called chalakim, which is one, it's a portion, literally, it's going to be proportional based on the hour, so each chalak is going to be equal to 3 1/3 seconds. So therefore, it's going to be 1,000 chalakim, so 1,080 chalakim, and therefore, and at that point, the moon is going to revolve, go around, it's going to be 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. So you need to have that's what's called the molad. The molad is obviously a crucial factor in determining the next Rosh Chodesh. However, there's another crucial factor, which is actually seeing the moon. And actually seeing the moon is going to be something which will be a little bit after that, and that's a very important thing. The moon itself, and when we are able to cite it, that's going to be the subject of different halachas. You need two edim to come to the Beis Din and establish when that would be. Sometime after the molad, and that would be, and they would interview them and see exactly when it is. And Rosh Chodesh would basically be pronounced of that. That's the mitzvah, very first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. God, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim is the very first mitzvah, very chashuv mitzvah. Very nice, a quick vort that we heard once. Very nice vort. Why is the very first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael given about the moon? Because the moon, just like it goes in phases, it goes to the point where mamish you don't even see it anymore. You think it's gone. That's a remez for Klal Yisrael. lot of times in our history we see, and even a person's personal life, think sometimes we'll get things, we'll get so lowly, things will be so lither and be gone, and just like that, it's going to appear and get bigger than ever. And you don't want to go back to the point going down. But that's a very nice idea about why maybe that's a mitzvah remez for the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the very first mitzvah of the Kaisel. God, Rashi Chumash mentions, why don't we start the Torah from there? Because that's the very first mitzvah we got. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, with that, Be'ez Hashem, we're ready to start the first Mishnah. So again, it's very important to distinguish from one year to another. So for different purposes, we're going to have different Rosh Hashanahs. So it says the Mishnah, Arbe Rosh Hashanah Him. In fact, there are four different new years. Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah Malachim. And the first one, we're actually not going to start with the Rosh Hashanah we're familiar with Tishrei. Rather, the first of Nisan. That is the new year for the kings. And Rashi points out that this is important for legal documents because they would write on the documents, this is the third year of Reuven the king. And that would be the minhag based on, Rashi actually points out, based on, it should be for Shalom HaMalchus, it should be Shalom HaMalchus, the Lashon of Rashi, which is interesting, Tosos Medayak from the Rashi, it seems to be for that Rashi is implying that it's talking specifically about Goyish kings. Tosos doesn't like that. Tosos says that Lechora, we're talking Dafka about Malchus Yisrael, based on the Gemara there later, so Tosos reject that point of Rashi that it's for Shalom HaMalchus, rather it's even for the kings of Yisrael. Either way, Vilar Galim, and the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly does it mean. Gemara Natal Dalav, we got to the Be'er Hashem, we'll discuss what is the Nafkamina that it's for Regalim as well. Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Be'ema. So that was the day, that was the first time is Rosh Hashanah for writing Shtaros. And it's important to know when you're writing your legal documents. And now Echad Be'el is going to be Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Be'ema. That the first of El is going to be for Maiser Be'ema. As Rashi points out, that you're not allowed to be take off, you just like you have a Maiser on different foods, right? So just like you have a fruits, you also have Meiser Behema Mitzvah Dereis, to take off one out of every 10 of your animals that go through the pen. You have to actually count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10. The 10th one you take off is Meiser Behema. You bring that to the Beis HaMikdash to be brought as a korban, and the meat can be eaten by the Bailim and anyone he invites to the to Yerushalayim. I think Rosh Hashanah is fond of quoting the Netziv based on the Pasuk, I think it's Divrei Yamin, that implies that they gave the Meiser Behema to a Kohen. So the Netziv learns from there, because Rosh Hashanah is a quote on the topic of mitzvah kiyumis, that there might be a mitzvah kiyumis to give at least part of it to the Kohen. Either way, so that's what the mitzvah of Meiser Behema, you can only do that from 1 year, from the year, that year's animals. You can't do it from the previous year's animals. And how do I know that? Rashi quotes the Pasuk, Aser Taser, which we're familiar with, we learn this all in the Chagim. Aser Taser is the introduction to Chagim. Before the Torah mentions Chagim, it talks about actually just taking off Trubas and Meiser. So Aser Taser is Kol Tvaz Arecha Yotzeh Sadeh Shana Shana. That's actually referring to actual produce. And we learn in Bechoros, Rashi points out that it's actually talking about Aser Taser. There's two different additional level of interpretation, not the really Pashim Shop, but additional level of interpretation. We learned that we're talking about two different types of maestros. That one is talking about Meiser Behema, and one is talking about Meiser Daga, taking off of your produce. That would be the other, that's the pashtus, talking about the produce and talking about your wheat, whatever it is, but still, additional level of meditation, we're learning that also is referring to your animals. So you're not allowed to take it off from 1 to 2. That's when is next year start? When am I not allowed to take it off? Starting Echad Be'el. So if one was, like, for example, was born in Av, so then all those animals would be for that the previous year. Anything born after the first of Elul would be for the next year. You can't take off the Meiser from one to the other. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they disagree. They said, Be'echad B'Tishrei, that would be on the first of Tishrei. That is going to be what we call Rosh Hashanah. And that what the Gemara is going to discuss at length is this machlokas. Be'echad B'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanah. This is also familiar, that the first of Tishrei is the first of the years. This is going to be Gemara explaining what does that mean for the years. Uve Lashmit and Vayovos, and for Shemitah and Yovah, we know that we're in the Shemitah right now. That just happened. That's Rosh Hashanah. This one, based on this mission, that's when it counts. We know that Shemitah, it's Aser in those years, every seventh year is going to be Shemitah, and the Yovel is every 50th year. That follows immediately that seven Shemitah cycles will be 49. So then you're going to have, after that, you're going to have what's called the Yovel. It's Aser in those years to plant. And Be'ez Hashem, and those are things that we hope to have. The Shemitah is also Bizman as Zola Darbanan, because we don't have Rov Yoshvea in Eretz Yisrael. It's actually apparently, Rabbi Wine just said, Shlita, that he thinks by the next Shemitah, or definitely the one after, you're going to have real Shilas, because there's going to be a Rov of the Yidden are going to be living, most of the Jews are going to be living in Eretz Yisrael. That's exciting on the one end, it's a little bit not so exciting on the other end, because of the rapid rate of intermarriage in America. If they would be keeping the numbers in America, wouldn't have that. But Be'ez Hashem, either way, it's still very nice that it's going to be potentially be a Shila of a d'oraisa. That's for Shemitah. And all, not only that, actually, it's a Shemitah, so something only comes once in every 7 years. The post coming down, Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nemtzel was quoted this, I think it's in the Luach Eretz Yisrael as well, that when those, and I was wondering if those in Chutzars also have this idea, but those in Eretz Yisrael for sure, that when they're making their Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah, the fact that we're so excited, it's the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, we make a Shechianu, right? We're so excited to be in this situation. That's why every Chag, every Yom Tov, we make this Bracha. They said that you should have in mind the fact that this year is Shemitah. This year, Shemitah is kicking in. The moments that we make Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, the Leil Rosh Hashanah, the first night, that's the mitzvah of Shemitah. You should have in mind the Shechianu, that also you're saying the Shechianu on behalf of the fact that you're very excited that the mitzvah of Shemitah is now kicking in. So that's the mitzvah of Shemitah. Yovel, that comes in Rosh Hashanah. Letitia of Lirakos also for planting. For planting and for vegetables, these things, if you have a fruit, with regards to Natiyah, if you have a fruit for the first 3 years, those are what's going to be called Orla. So the new year is going to start on the first of Tishrei. So if you plant the, let's say Rashi, for example, of Av, you plant the fruit in Av, the tree in Av, so then it's going to be already considered at the end of Elul when Rosh Hashanah begins, even though it was only 2 months later, it's going to be already considered in the next year, year two of that pre. And the same thing with regards to Yerakos, when it comes to the owner of produce of vegetables, fruits, and grains, grown out as well, you have to take off the trumos or maisros, you have to take off it, but it depends on the years. Maiser Rishon is always the same, that's given to the Levi. Maiser Sheni, though, on the years 3 and 6, you give maiser Ani, and years 1, 2, 4, 5, the Shemitah Sagar are going to give Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni is fundamentally different. You bring that to your Shalim, you bring the fruits and vegetables, you have too much, you can be pulled down to a coin, and bring them to your Shalim, and you eat in your Shalim. On years 3 and 6, you give it to the poor. So those also have to be taken separately. You're not allowed to take from one year to the other. So therefore, Trumas and Maisers from vegetables that were picked before the first of Tishrei are going to be fundamentally different than those picked after. You have to know when is that chal, when is the next year of the chal that you start counting for Trumas, for the year of Maiser Sheni as opposed to Maiser Ani. So that will be Koveya on the first of Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. And also, it's also going to determine, the first of Tishrei, also the date determines the Maiser Sheni, Maiser Ani, separated from vegetables, example, vegetable picked before the first of Tishrei, that ends in the second year Shemitah cycle, that would be, they're gonna be like second year produce, and then anything picked after that would be, third year would be like Maiser Ani, that's what I just mentioned, based on this point of the Mishnah. And also, Be'echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan, and the first of Shvat is going to be the Rosh Hashanah for the, new tree. This is the tree that's gonna be at least 3 years old, the produce must also for the Trumas or Maisros, it's going to be different in the fourth year. So when it comes to designating the fruits that come out from, we mentioned that that's going to be the first 3 years, but from the first year, the fourth year is going to determine, is going to be, let's say, with regards to, for Maisar and Maishena, but also with regards to Netar Vai. That when it comes to Netar Vai, you bring the things in the fourth year, that is going to be determined by the first of Shvat. And that's interesting though, because at the end of the day, for regards to Orla, that was based on Rosh Hashanah. So with regards to the newly planted tree, which begins in the second and third years of Tishrei, an older tree is going to begin the fourth year, is not going to be counted until Shvat. The Gemara Ba'ez Hashem is going to discuss this more later on, so that how those two things work together. Kedivrei Beis Shammai, that is the opinion of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, Omrim, Bechamishas, Arbo, Beis Hillel said the 15th, we're going to discuss. Gemara is going to get into the reasoning of the Machlokas. Beis Shammai over there will mention a beautiful word from Revolbi, that the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai l'shitasam throughout all of Shas, he has a Yivig Yisod in Machshava, also a very nice idea between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara now says, so l'malachim, that it's the new year for kings, the first of Nisan, the Mayalcha, so what exactly is the purpose of this halacha? Why did the Rabbanan establish that it should be the standard date based on the king? Maybe it should be, each king should be on a new year of when he comes to the throne. It should be Avdil, and I know like in North Korea, they always like celebrate when he came to the throne, his birthday, this and that, make big parts of the same thing. When he came to the throne, that's when you should start establishing the new year. So the Gemara says, Amar Chista l'shtaros, it's necessary for the purposes of shtaros, for the purposes of respect to documents, as I mentioned before, whether something, if you have a debt that's collected, you have to know if it's going to be, it has the correct date, if the shtar was written prior to the actual halva. We're going to see that's a major problem, and if it's even a post halva, that's also not as big of a problem, but still not correct. So what's going on? Because if you have shtar chova mekdumim, Pesulin, that if you have a debt which was predated the actual halva, that is going to be pasul. Why is that? Because at the end of the day, when Reuven, let's say, lends Shimon $1,000, so now Reuven, Shimon has property, so all the property that Shimon has at that point is going to be subject to a lien on the property of Shimon. That if Shimon doesn't pay back Reuven the loan after, let's say, they agree, he gives him an extra time. He says 5 months will be the time. If he doesn't pay back after 5 months, you could collect the amount that you lost. Let's see, the $1,000 worth of land. You're allowed to take that land and collect it from Shibudim, collect it from the lien on his property. So now let's say in the interim of those 5 months, though, that someone bought Levi, bought land from Shimon. So there's a concept that Levi should know. You still have this in America. It's a very, very common thing, is you have to check title insurance. You have to check, make sure that nobody else has any claims to these land. So he also had to do his due diligence to make sure that he knew that Shimon didn't owe anybody else money. Shimon, in fact, owned Reuven money beforehand. So he should have known it. So we really assume that Reuven still has the right to collect even from Shimon, to go ahead. If that's only property that Shimon had, Reuven could go ahead and go to Levi, rather, and that Levi brought that property from Shimon. He could go to Levi and collect that land. However, if the loan is predated, though, the lender could use it in an unlawful way, because he didn't actually lend him in the time where Levi's. What's going to happen? Reuven could come over and show this document, which really was written, the loan took place, let's say, a month ago. He's going to claim it took place a year ago. So he's going to come to Levi, who bought the property 6 months ago, and he's going to show him that, really, listen, I was owed money by Shimon way before. I was owed money before 6 months before you bought this property, so I'm entitled to the property. But that's not true, though. He really did the halva really happened a month ago. So based on that, Chazal say that the shtar is actually puzzle. It's actually machlokas rishonim, though. Is what exactly is the entire shtar is so invalid that even the malva can't even use it to collect anything from the lova? Nothing. Or is it in fact disproving with regards to a loan? It's just disproving with regards to the lien, but everything else it might in fact be valid. But so that's the case of starting with mukharing share, where when it comes to something that's post-dated, so that is going to be kasher. Why? Because at the end of the day, all that's happening is the malva is losing out. The person who's giving the creditor, the guy who's giving the loan, is losing out by that, because if he wrote it, let's say today we're in dalad cheshvan. So if he wrote it as dalad cheshvan, so from now until anything that he sells after Dal Cheshvan, I can now collect as part of the lien on any property that Shimon had sold is a lien to me, because he owes me $1,000. However, if I write that instead of Cheshvan, I write Kislev, a dollar Kislev, so if he sells land from now till Kislev, I can't collect it. So I'm really just hurting myself. So therefore, that is totally fine. And therefore that, even though it's not accurate, it's not maybe for that point it shouldn't be, but at the end of the day, it's still going to be kosher. So now what's the point over here? That since documents, according to Rashi, tells us not so happy with this, but according to Rashi, that since documents are commonly dated using the king's year that he started reigning, that he became the king, so then he was the reign of the king, then it's going to be important to have a method to everybody should know, not get confused when the year was, and everybody knows Echad Minisan, you start counting it. If not, people are going to get confused, in which case they're going to think that it was a different year based on the fact of when it was and when he wasn't, and therefore Rashi Larichus about this, but just that's what the Etzem Rashi is pointing out, that would be a problem, and therefore people get confused, and therefore that's why we count everyone's standard from the beginning of Echad B'Nissan, tells us to reject this point of Rashi. Why at the end of the day is a remote possibility? Everybody's going to forget when the king started to reign. Why would you assume that maybe just Echad? Why do you have to assume Echad B'Nissan is more standard? But that's a very remote possibility. Make this whole takana. But that's Betzim Shitas Rashi. Now the Braisa then is going to discuss it with regards to Nissan also. Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa. So if a king came to power on the 29th of Adar, he was established as the king. Given Nisan, even the next day of Nisan, the very next day is going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, also Lo Shana, it's going to be considered a whole year. And from that point on, he's going to start counting his second year. However, if he was only appointed and he became the king on the first of Nisan, we don't count a year from him until another Nisan arrives. In that case, he does not, even though he has to, his whole calendar year, another 54 days is going to happen until this king will become year two of his reign. So the Braisa says, Amar Mar. So when we're analyzing the Braisa, Amar Mar, Melech Sha'amad Be'esrim Betisha Ba'adar. If a king came into power the 29th of Adar, Kevan Shegia Echad B'Nisan, as soon as the first of Nisan arrives, also Lo Shana year is going to be counted for him. So the Gemara now is Medayik. Ha! Turning on to the next seminar, Ha Kamash Balan. This the Braisa is teaching us to Nisan Rosh Hashanah Malacha, but Nisan is the new year for kings. Even though the Ritz is bothered by this, what do you mean? The Mishnah taught us this halacha, but in Echanami, it was stated in the Mishnah, it's also mentioned in the Braisa as the Chiddush, that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Malachim, V'yom Echad B'Shanah Chashanah. And also another point here, is that the Braisa that mentions in the Mishnah doesn't mention, is that in only one day, it could be considered a complete year, because he only reigned on the 29th of Adar, that's when he began his reign, that's how he started being the king, and yet it was considered an entire year, so that is going to be considered an entire year. That's actually machlokas tanaim. We'll get to b'shem later, but that's what the Gemara is assuming right now as the chiddush of the brayso. So the Gemara says, "V'im lo amad ela be'echad b'nisan." If he didn't come to power until the first of Nisan, ein malon achigil nisan acher. So then that's already the next year already. So then the next year he's going to start counting year two. So the Gemara asks, why does the Braisa even need to mention this? It's pretty pashut. The pshita, at the end of the day, why would you think that the year started anything before? It started on the new year. Then it's year two is going to be the year after that. Why would I think you can magically count him as year two even though he started on the first of the new year? At the end of the day, there's no havamina like that. Why would there be such a thought? So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha da eminu lei me'adar. No, because there they appointed him. Actually points out who's appointing him. Is the king, the Gamra Sarim, the people of the Sarim, the people in charge who voted in the king, they decided to appoint him in Adar already. So I would have said because they already appointed him from Adar, then maybe we should count his reign from Adar. Started counting his when he started coming to power, really from Adar, because that's when he was voted in. And the Brace is telling us it's not true. We don't count from then. We count it only when he's actually assuming office. That would be the Kiddush that it should be from Echad v'Nisan. Taner Rabban, we learn in the Brace. Mace, but Rav Shechter just quoted a bunch of points out, by the way, on this halacha. He said that there are those who like to count, who write, there are some people, apparently this is a common Eretz Yisrael, some people do this, I've never seen this, that they'll count, write an invitation for a bar mitzvah wedding from the years of the state of Israel. So they'll count it from Hei Iyar, but he says it's not true. If it's you're going to consider it like a Malchus, then it should be considered from Echad B'Nisan, and then you should count it from the first of Nisan, so it shouldn't be counted from Hei Iyar, so therefore it would depend on what point of the year you are, if you're going to count it towards what year, how old is the state of Israel, in fact. Okay, that's what's interesting horror from Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Braisa says, Tanur Rabban, we learn in Braisa, Meis Ba'adar Ve'amad Achar Tachta Ba'adar. So if a king died, one king died in Adar, another one succeeded him in Adar, then Monin you're allowed to count the remainder of the year for this king and for that king. Meaning that if you have a shtar that's written other after the second king already came to power, so that you could still be using, you could use year one of him, or you could use the last year of the previous king because he was still king that year. So that would be allowed, even though he's no longer alive. So whereas Mace Benisan, Velmar Akhar Takla Benisan. Similarly also, if the king died in Nisan, another one also succeeded him in Nisan as well, then Mordinat Shalazalza, you could allow the king for year 25 for the previous king of Reuven, or now Shimon took over year one of Shimon, that at the end of the day, since they both were had power during that year, you can use either king. That's the chiddush of this Braisa. Now, if one king died in Adar, another one succeeded him in Nisan, Monin Rishona, L'Rishona V'Shnei L'Shnei, they count the first year for the first king and the second year only for the second king. That if you have a shtar after the new king came to power, that can't be dated according to the reign of the previous king, the second year of King so-and-so, because the king's reign already ended before the current year began, and therefore you wouldn't be able to have shaykhus to the previous king that died. Therefore, you can't count him, and the only option would be to count it with the first year of the new king. So now the Gemara analyzes this part of the Braisa also, three different halachas, and we're now analyzes them. Amar Mar. So the first part of the Braisa told us, Meis Bechar Benidar, Meis Bechar Benidar, Achar Tachta Badar, Mon and Shana Lazazay, you allowed a king from either king is. And where it says, Pshita, both kings ruled during that year. Why would I have a Havamina that wouldn't be able to use the king that died? Why would I be? I certainly could use the old king because he was the king the whole year. So I'm using him as the year 25 of that king's reign because that was year 25. The whole year he was ruling until Adar. So clearly I could use him. So the Gemara says, Ma, the same. I would have thought, Shasta le Beitre lo maninan. We don't count a single year for two kings. The Gemara suggests that even though the king's reign continued only into even if he came into the first day of the next year, so then still, the Gemara is pointing out over here that I would have thought that that it still should only be shayach to the other king, and therefore all documents during that year should even another year king assumes the office maybe did it only according to the first king, not the second king. That's what the Havamina. The Braisa is telling us that you can use either king, even the new king that came to power, so the one that's currently in power right now. So the Gemara says, Meis Benisan Raman Achar Tachta Benisan. If one king died in Nisan and another one also succeeded him in Nisan, Monin Shana Lazeh Velazeh, you're allowed to count the year for this king and for that king as well. The Gemara says also, Pshita, this is obvious also because both kings rule that year. And we already learned, we already learned in the first point of this Braisa that if two kings rule in a single year, that you're allowed to have a shtar, a document is allowed to be written in either one. So why should this be any different? So the Gemara says, Ma'od the same, I would have thought, Ki Amrin Yom Echad B'Shana Chashur Shana, when you say that one year is only considered a complete year, when do we say that halacha is only besov shana? We only refer to that at the end of the year. For example, if Rashi points out, if you have a king that came to the throne on the last day of Adar, we would begin counting his second year from the next day, the first day of Nisan. the last day of Adar was an entire year with respect to that being his second year. So then I would have thought that that's only Besov Shana. Avah B'Tchila Shana, but with regards to the beginning of a new year, Lomer, we don't say that it's considered a whole year, and therefore the king's reign only ended after the first of Nisan, he died, so then maybe I would assume that that whole year cannot be attributed to him, and therefore you'd only write using the second king. So that's what the Gemara says. So Kamashlan, the Braisa therefore is telling us the Chiddush that you can use both king, you can even use the king that died, as the fact that the king was a king even for one day, the entire year can be considered part of that king's reign of when he was ruling. So then the Braisa also told us, Mes Ba'adar V'amar Achatachta B'Nisan, Moni Rishona L'Rishona L'Shnia L'Shnia, that if he died during Adar and then already new one took over Nisan, so then you already start the second year, you can only start using the new kings. And Gemara says, it's also Pshito. Why would I think that you could use the king that died already the next year? So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Damino Le Me'Adar. So I would have thought that maybe it's a Chiddush in action in the fact that the first king and the second king is only going to make year one. I would have thought this case actually is different. It's a Chiddush in the fact that the guy who's taking over, that the king who's taking over, they actually voted him in Adar. And there's another reason to assume maybe we would count it as year two. We before said that if you're, what was the Havimina before about Adar, is that you should already count it from the year that he was voted into power, not when he actually takes over. So here there's actually a double Chiddush why you would have thought to actually assume it's based on when he's going to be voted into power. Because A, we're talking about the fact that he was voted into power, and B, this is actually the son of the king. And we know Rashi quotes the pasuk, "Leman yerachamim al mamlachta huvan of the." Generally, the who takes over for a king. The pasuk tells us that the king's children, the king's son, is the one we want, who is going to etem. If he's right, he's going to be the one who takes over. So then, there's a double reason to assume, to twofold reason to assume that you should assume that the king is really going to take over. Then I would have thought, I would have thought you should count year two from Nisan, because maybe he definitely was going to take over. It was a king, it was a melech ben melech, who was taking over for his father, who was a king, and he was voted in. Kabash one of the Braisa is telling us that no, that's not the case. At the end of the day, we only view it when he actually comes to power, when he takes over, when he sits in the office. That's going to be Echad ben Nisan, and not any days before, and other when he was only voted into office. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says, where do we assume the fact that we should count the years of a king only from Nisan? She quotes Shinema, the pasuk says, it was in the 480th year of when Klal Yisrael left Egypt, and it was in the fourth year of the month of Ziv, which is the second month. That was when Shlomo HaMelech ruled over Klal Yisrael. That is the time, actually, Shlomo HaMelech, there's a discussion over here, Hemshech L'Hispazak, he's talking about when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara here and the Psukim there are going to talk about when the year is going to be for different halachas. As far as months are concerned, it's important to note that when it comes to months, that months are always viewed as from Nisan. Everybody agrees that, because the pasuk says, "Chodesh Hazeh L'Chem Rosh Chodesh." We always mourn it from Nisan. This Zon Nisan and Achar Nisan. The Ramban at length talks about this, but that's Betzim is a halacha. You always count all the months. Are always in the Torah. Are always going to be counted from the months of Nisan. So Makish Malchus Shlomo Liyatzias Mitzrayim. But otherwise, so that's months. But when it comes to the years, we're allowed to view it as maybe talking about something else. So now we're learning out that Malchus Shlomo has a hekish in the pasuk, compares the fact the pasuk itself compares the Malchus of Shlomo to when Klal Yisrael left Egypt. So it must be with regards to counting years that we see that they're counted together, because it says 480 years after Yatzias Mitzrayim, and also says the fourth year Shlomo by the fact that it gives both counts. When you could have just used one, therefore they're telling us that they're the same halachas and they should be counted according to the same principle. So therefore, my Yatzias Mitzrayim Nisan, the Yatzias Mitzrayim we know should be counted from Nisan, because whenever the Torah gives a date in terms of the numbers and years, it's always from Yatzias Mitzrayim, it's always referring to begin, assuming it begins at Nisan. So then, Af Malchus Shlomo Benisan, so too, in regards to the reign of Shlomo, it's also going to be from Nisan, and therefore we're learning out that the kings should be counted from Nisan. So Gemara says, Yatzias Mitzrayim, Gufa Minela Benisan. How do I know that all cases of when counting of Yatzias Mitzrayim, when we left Egypt, as it should be counted from Nisan? Dilma Mitzrayim, maybe we count them from the month of Tishrei. Even though the Jews left Egypt in Nisan, still, maybe Tishrei marked the beginning of the second year of Yatzias Mitzrayim, and from then on, we'd be able to count from Tishrei and not from Nisan. So the Gemara says, Lo Sakadaitach, you can't assume that would be possible, but because the pasuk says, Vayal Aaron Kohen El Horar Har Al Pi Hashem Yama Hashem Beshnasar Arba'im Shana Tzitz Menei Hashem Bechodesh Chamishi Be'echad HaChodesh. This is what's important over here, that Aaron died on the fifth month, which we're going to assume is the month of Av. Rosh Chodesh Av is the month that Aaron died. Agav, that's one of the times, if I'm not mistaken, in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. One of the exceptions is usually when that's a whole shaila what actually changed with the Chassidim, but Be'etzem when also with regards to Yertzet, also that was the time of a fast. The Chassidim introduced based on different things that Be'etzem it's a Yom HaDi Lula, and it's a big thing, it's a big simcha when The tzaddik passed away, but in Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Av, Rosh Chodesh Av is actually Yom Tainis because of the day that Aaron HaKohen died. Uchsiv also, it says by Aaron HaKohen, Ve'ibra Mashana Be'ashtei Yisrael Chodesh, Be'chad Jim Rosh. So that was regards to Aaron. And also, the Pasuk also says, in the 40th year, in the 11th month, which should be 11th month now as regards from Nisan, so it's going to be month of Shvat, the first month, that's when Hoyo Moshe Totoro Zos, that's talking about when Sefer Devarim. Moshe gave the longest Moshe in history. He started in all the way in Shvat, and he didn't die until Zayin Adar. So he gave a very long Moshe Shmuz to Klal Yisrael. Because reference to that which took place in Av, Aaron's death, that's referring to the 40th year of Klal Yisrael from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the regards to Shvat, and also beginning of Moshe's speech, referring to the 40th year, Michal the Rosh Hashanah Lav Tishrei. That implies that the new year in respect to the Yitzias Mitzrayim is not Tishrei, because if it were Tishrei, it'd be that it would come out that Moshe Rabbeinu gave his speech in the year that Aaron HaKohen was already alive. And the Torah describes that also the new year in the 40th year is evident that Aaron HaKohen, the Gemara is assuming that Aaron died before Moshe gave his Moshe Shmuz, and therefore we're assuming that Aaron HaKohen was not able to be alive for this. The Gemara says, Bishlam Ayach, and I understand that when it comes to the death of Aaron, that's understandable. Mifarish Yitzias Mitzrayim, because it says explicitly from when they left Yitzias Mitzrayim, Elahai. The pasuk about Moshe's speech, maybe it's not talking about from when they left Egypt, maybe Dilma Akamas Mishkan, or maybe it's referring to the 40th year from the Akamas Mishkan, which was really in fact later. The Mishkan was completed the second year after the Klal Yisrael left, so therefore the 40th year of that would be really 40 years, 41 of the Mishkan, and therefore what would come out is that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was coming out of that, and we don't learn anything about necessarily about Aaron. Maybe it was the next year after, and Aaron Cohen died the year before. So the Gemara says, Kedamar Papa, so now, because Rabbi said elsewhere, Shnas Eshim Shana Legzera Shava, that when it regards to the Pasuk Nechemia says in the 20th year of regards to Nechemia, and also states over there the 20th year of the reign of Artachashta, so over there it was specifically talking about the years we're talking about. Rav Papa learns that the two are linked together through Gzeira Shava, so we can learn that when you have two things connected, you don't necessarily know, and they both have a year, and one you do know and one you don't know, you can compare the 2 years. Hachanami says here also, Shnas Arbaim, Shnas Arbaim, Gzeira Shava. One, it says explicitly the 40th year when Klal Yisrael left Yitzrayim, and the other one just says the 40th year Stam, and I don't know. So Ma'akan, it's Yitzrayim, so too there, with regards to Aaron's death, they're talking about when he left Egypt. Afkan, it's Yitzrayim, so too over here, Moshe's speech, the count is from Yitzias Mitzrayim when they left Egypt. And therefore, Moshe's speech was coming also at that point. So the Gemara says, how do I know that the incident of Av, meaning Aaron's death, happened before Moshe? Maybe in Echanami, Aaron HaKohen was alive for the beginning of Moshe's speech, and therefore it came first, and Moshe gave it was before Aaron died. So it's possible the new year with regards to Yitzias Mitzrayim is Tishrei, and Moshe gave his speech in the month of Shvat, 4 months after Tishrei, and therefore Aaron died 6 months later in the month of Av. That's what we're going to assume right now. So Gemara says, Loza, you can't say that. Why not? Because it says that after Moshe began speaking, after he had destroyed Sichon, we know that when Aaron was still alive, was passed away, Sichon was still alive. How do I know that? The pasuk says, Rashi Chumash quotes this. Vayishma Kanani Melech Harad, turning on the Zemah of Gimel Alf. Vayishma Kanani Melech Harad. It says that Melech Kanani, they heard and they wanted to go fight Israel. Mashma Shemar close God. Maybe it's Amalek, whoever it was. They heard. What did they hear? They wanted to attack Israel. What did they hear? What rumor did they hear? They heard Shmat Shemis Aaron and Stalkalani Chava. They heard that Aaron died, and the clouds of the glory, which were defending Klal Yisrael, we know that they were all on all seven sides. They defended them from everything. They defended them from the arrows of the Mitzrim. So this also was going to defend them in the war. They thought they heard they left. They thought that there was going to be permission for to fight against Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, Aaron, the entire nation saw that Aaron had died, and therefore they saw that he died already at that point, and therefore. And therefore, he was already dead when time Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be shared. Well, pick up from Rabbi Abba. What else did he see from that? And the Hemshech of the question, Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's daf. Bacha with the new Masechta, Masechta's Rosh Hashanah.